Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast of Fishing for People the Jesus Way. After Jesus fully gained the Samaritan woman's attention, she addressed the heart of the controversy between Jews and Samaritans. I read from John chapter 4, verses 20 through 24, the New Living Translation. So tell me, why is it that you Jews insist that Jerusalem is the only place to worship, while we Samaritans claim it is here at Mount Gerizim where our ancestors worshiped? Jesus replied, Believe me, dear woman, the time is coming when it will no longer matter whether you worship the Father on this mountain or in Jerusalem. You Samaritans know very little about the one you worship, while we Jews know all about him. For salvation comes through the Jews, but the time is coming. Indeed, it is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for those who will worship him that way, for God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. Principle: address people's root questions. There was no point ignoring the elephant in the room. The Samaritan woman reposed her opening question, which was, Why are you talking to me? In more theological terms. When we converse with people outside the boundaries of normal social interaction, these sorts of questions may arise. Rather than skirting the issue, he explained it in terms of the new covenant, which breaks down the walls separating Jews, Samaritans, and Gentiles. Jesus' interaction with the woman at the well, coupled with his answer to her question, made her realize that God's plan includes her. The gospel bridges cultural, racial, socioeconomic, and political divides. The key is for us to be able to explain how. Jesus did not go into much detail as to how this would happen. He did not need to do so. He was and is the embodiment of the new covenant. Since we are not, we must be prepared to give a reason for our hope by explaining the gospel as best we can. I'll read from 1 Peter 3:15. Instead, you must worship Christ as Lord of your life. And if someone asks you about your Christian hope, always be ready to explain it.